Hey, Saints of God, welcome to Word for Today. I pray that this word today will change you. It changed me. Come on, let's learn together. Hello, 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 Saints of Yahweh, what's up? It is another glorious, wonderful day in the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. It's a wonderful day in the Lord. It is March 26th. I had to look at the calendar. March 26th, 2024. It is Tuesday. Happy Tuesday. Glory to God. Happy Tuesday. It is the second day of the week. We've gotten jumped in with both feet and got the week started, and now we are fully invested in whatever it is that we've started this week with, and we are on our way. Glory to God. We're on our way with God in us. Yes, hallelujah. God is in us. God is with us. God is for us. Amen. And because God is in us, He's with us, and He's for us, God can work. Can work in us, can work through us, can work as us. That's right, as us. God has made us uniquely who we are. Each one of us have been made uniquely who we are. And God is going to use us as us, not as somebody else. There's no carbon copies in the kingdom. Glory to God. There's no carbon copies. Each one of us are very, very different. And that's a wonderful thing. What a variety. What an inspiration to have so many different people around us so that we can learn and grow and become the better, best us we can be. Amen. Glory to God. Welcome to Word for Today. And our word for today, as we've been talking about love, love, expanding our minds to begin to know, as we've been reading in Ephesians, to know that love of God that is most powerful, that fulfills everything that we want, that we have, that God has given us an imagination that exceeds everything that we could ever think of. Glory to God. Yes, kingdom living is faith, hope, love. It is everything we ever thought it would be. And then 100 times more. Glory to God. 100 times more. So we are finishing up on our Ephesians 3. I did the last verse yesterday, but I wanted to just kind of go over the whole thing today. And I'm just going to read it in the Passion Translation. And the Passion Translation, Ephesians 3, 14 through 20. And it says, "So I kneel humbly in awe before the Father of our Lord Jesus, the Messiah, the perfect Father of every father, mother, and child in heaven and on earth. And I pray that God would unveil within you the unlimited riches of His glory and favor until supernatural strength floods your innermost being." Glory to God. Floods your innermost being with God's divine might and explosive power. Then, by constantly using your faith, the life of Christ will be released deep inside you. And the resting place of God's love will become the very root and source of your life. And I changed that around. I know I've been saying source and root, and that's how it's written, but it doesn't sound right, because the root is what goes down to the source of the Holy Spirit. And the root is what absorbs the source and absorbs what's needed and the nutrients and the vitamins and all the things that the tree needs to grow, so that it becomes the root and the source of our life, the love of God. So that we're getting double. Hallelujah. We're getting double what we need, because the root is love and the source is love. Glory to God. So we're getting love twice. And therefore, it's that love fortifies our life. And this is how the life of Jesus is released deep inside us. Whew. The resting place of his love. Verse 18, then you will be empowered. Then, after you realize the love of Christ, the love of God, that God is the perfect father, the perfect mother for us in heaven and earth. Whew. That God has unveiled within us God's presence and God's favor. So that the strength floods through us in our innermost being, the power of God. And then, after we realize all that, and the love has become our root and our source of our lives, then you will be empowered to discover what every holy one experiences. That's right, holy one. You are a holy one. You are the holy people of God. Each one of you are a saint of God. You are no longer a sinner. You are a saint of God. Jesus has dealt with that, that sin in us, and it is done. Glory to God. So let's stand up and be counted, glory to God, as saints of God, glory. And as saints of God, every holy one experiences the great magnitude of the astonishing love of Jesus and all its dimensions. How high, how wide, how deep. Endless, how endless, the endless love. Oh, I'm sorry. In all its dimensions, how deeply intimate and far-reaching is God's love. How enduring and inclusive it is. Endless love beyond measure that transcends our understanding. This extravagant love pours into us until we are filled to the overflowing with the fullness of God, until we're filled to the overflowing with the fullness of God. The overflowing. See, that's where we minister out of, the overflowing, not out of our cup, but out of our saucers, where it overflows to, the overflowing with the fullness of God. Never doubt God's mighty power to work in you and accomplish all this. Never doubt God's mighty power to work in you. Never doubt God's mighty power to work in you and accomplish all this. Never doubt it. God will achieve infinitely more than your greatest requests. What is your greatest request? More, your most unbelievable dream. What is your most unbelievable dream? And exceed your wildest imagination. Whew. God will outdo them all. For God's miraculous power constantly energizes you. You wonder where you're going to get the energy? You wonder where you're going to get the thoughts? Where you're going to get the know-how? It constantly, the power of God that is in you, constantly energizes you. Yes, God is in us. God is for us. God is going to work through you, in you, and as you. We are God's holy people. We are wonderfully and miraculously made, each one of us individually. We are God's glorious inheritance. We are God's inheritance. And God has set us up to be more than conquerors, to be more, to live a life that is more abundant. We are to give God glory and praise. Verse 21 says, "Now we offer up to God all the glorious praise that rises from every church and every generation through Jesus Christ." We offer up the glorious praise to God for all this magnificent things that God is doing and has done. And we receive it fully and completely in our lives. Meditate on this today. Listen to the reading of that scripture over and over and just meditate on God's divine might and explosive power in our lives. Let's make sure that the love of God has become the root and source of our lives. Let us walk in that fully today and never doubt God's mighty power to work in us to accomplish all of this. Hallelujah. I love you. I love you. I love you. And you know what? Jesus loves you so much more. I'll talk with you tomorrow. All God's Children Community Church wants to thank you for listening to this podcast. Hi, I'm Pastor Terry, and I'm your host. And I want to thank you for your support of this program. If you would scroll to the bottom of the link, the bottom of the website, you will see that there's a link that says support this show. If you click on that link, it will take you securely to our Cash App that you can give to Word for Today. And I want you to give so that according to Philippians chapter 4, verses 17, that you will receive the good that comes from giving. Good comes from giving. You know, the word also says that God loves a cheerful giver. And because God wants us to support those who support us with the word. So if you are getting fed, we appreciate that support. And I will pray that my God will supply all your need according to his riches and glory, because you support this podcast. And I know that God will give everything that he has. And it says, my God will use his wonderful riches in Christ Jesus to give you everything you need. And so I believe God for that, and I thank God for it. Also, just below that, you'll see our email account. And if you would, please drop me an email and just to let me know how the podcast is going, if it's blessing you. And your questions, if you have any. And if I get enough of the questions, I will dedicate a podcast to answering those questions. So I appreciate you, your support. I thank you for your time, and may God's richest blessing continue to be poured out on you as you live in the kingdom and as you bless others.